Venga.
Yes, hi. Yes, hi. This is Catherine from Local Slash. This is Scott. Scott White.
Yeah, how are you? Yeah.
Doing good. How are you, Scott?
I'm good. How are you doing today?
Good. I'm doing well. Thank you so much. And before anything, I just wanted to let you know that this call may be recorded for training and quality assurance purposes. Is that okay?
Sure.
All right, thank you so much. So yes, just really wanted to touch base with you, Scott. We, you know, haven't spoken for quite some time, and we really do want to check how's it been when it comes to your business. Is it doing good? We can make necessary changes. Yes.
Got the reviews. I got a couple reviews, and then I got some new pictures and. I've been seeing some different ads, but I do need to tell you some of those ads are advertising roofing, and they should be siding.
Okay, that's weird, but we're mainly doing roofing for you, though. But I'm going to let our team know, okay?
We should be under, like, if you Google me, if you punch in siding or replacement windows or roofing or guttering, does White Hill come up under those headings?
Well, I did check for roofing, and you're currently ranking, yes.
I know on roofing, but how about siding and windows
siding.
And gutters?
Let's see. Yep, I see White Hill Home Improvement. Not at the very top, but on the first page still.
That's good. What do we need to do to change some of those ads?
Do you know what specific ads are you looking at, or did you notice it? Should we get a request a specific thing?
Yeah, some of them are, let me just go there. Let me just go there when I got you on the phone, and I'll find it. Yeah, some of them are actually siding ads, and they're advertising. It's okay to put roofing, but I think I got plenty of that. Let me see here if I can get my profile pulled up right quick. So is Yelp part of yours too? Does Yelp, does that include the fee I'm being charged, Yelp?
I would say Yelp is included in your package, which is, of course, for us to promote and optimize your Yelp page, but it's currently not included for you to pay.
When you go to my gallery, okay, that's good. I thought I was. I thought that was included in the package I had with you. That's why they keep calling. I thought it was free. I don't know.
No, that's totally understandable. But rest assured, you're not paying for Yelp.
Yeah, so it's not included in the $250 I'm sending you guys a month. It's not including Yelp.
It's including Yelp in the sense that we're only optimizing your Yelp page.
Okay. Good answer. All right. First picture you got that is in my gallery. It's a dark blue house with windows, doors, white trim, black gutters. Very first one on the Google page.
The exact Google page, or are we referring to, like, the one on the the one on the dashboard?
On the Google page.
Okay, yes, I see the first picture.
Okay, that's windows, siding, roofing, and gutters, not just roofing. We did the siding too.
Okay. And what, I'm so sorry, I just really wanted to make sure I do was, accurate here. What do we have to do with that image?
We don't have to do anything with the image except the ad that's with it on my Facebook page you created.
Mm-hmm.
Says, is your home winter ready? Call White Hill for roofing, la-da-da-da-da. So roofing's fine. You know, that's a good ad. But I think I need to entail the siding, the windows, and the gutters.
No, well, what I'm trying to say is that you wanted us to post about it?
No, I don't want post. I want my Google. Don't I get Google with you guys? Google advertisement too?
Oh, no, we're not running Google ads with you. We're only doing SEO, which promotes your Google business profile.
Hmm. Did that change?
Yeah.
When?
Let me see. It has always been the $249, to which the $249 goes to the SEO and the Facebook ads campaign. But of course, we're not
talk, wait a minute. Hold on. Let's talk layman's language because I don't know what you're saying. Can you explain that to me?
Yes, the $249 is, if we break it down, part of it goes to Facebook ads, okay? And then part of it goes to the SEO, which takes care of your visibility on the map section in the search results, the Google.
Now, what's the second one you're calling FCO? Is that what you're saying?
SEO, search engine optimization.
Okay, I gotcha. Okay. So, yeah, that's Google then.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that is still Google as well, but maybe just for visibility towards the map and the Google search results page. But if you're thinking about Google ads, those are the ones that's showing sponsored ads at the top.
How about Alexa?
Alexa, we do not include Alexa for now. Not included.
Okay, and there's another one, Siri?
Siri, if you are listed under Apple Maps, that would be a yes.
Okay. So, I don't have any ads with Google?
The only thing that we do with Google is promote your Google business profile and create posts, which goes to the Google business profile. But if you're referring to Google ads, then we're currently not running it.
Where can I look at the post, the ad?
Yes, you can look at it on your dashboard.
Okay, and that would be Google?
Yes, it should be listed or it should go live within Google.
I got a gallery here under my Google. So how do I get to that? I'm not seeing anything except pictures of gallery. Let me go back.
Okay.
Oh, we do have citing services under Google. We have one picture of a guy, my guys, on ladders. Comprehensive sliding repairs and replacements. Benefits of choosing our siding. Okay. Guttering. I don't have windows on Google. No wonder I'm not getting any window calls. How come we don't have under the White Hill Home Improvement Gallery, then siding services, then about us, then contact?
But there's
then
windows.
Roofing.
Yeah, there's windows replacement.
Where's that at?
On the list of keywords that you have. Part of it, windows replacement.
Well, I'm looking at my Google, White Hill Home Improvement.
Are you referring to Google Business Profile or the dashboard?
Dashboard, I think.
Okay. So if you're on the dashboard, if you go under Business Info, you're going to see there, the keywords that we've set for your business. And one of it shows here, windows replacement.
I need that one to be a little bigger, whatever we need to do. Here's what I'm looking at. I've got a little icon on my phone, and it's your business on Google, and that's what I've been using. So let me see here. Get reviews. Share your review. Set up booking, like customers book appointments. Your last photos. Yeah. I'm under this business on Google. Is that the way I get to the Windows?
Yeah. What do you mean Windows? Like the postings?
Yeah, replacement Windows we do. I'm not seeing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's under the dashboard under Business Info tab.
But it's not on Google?
Whatever is listed on the dashboard is also listed on Google.
I'm not seeing it on Google. I'm looking at Google. Your business on Google.
Yes. Okay.
No, I don't have Windows listed. I've got a gallery. I've got siding services. I've got about us. I've got roofing contractors. I've got gutter services, but I don't see Windows here.
Okay.
Replacement Windows. I see MapQuest.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I see some pictures on MapQuest.
Okay.
And if you look on there, the third picture on MapQuest is a guy standing on a scaffold doing siding, and I'm pretty sure.
But what you're seeing is only roofing contractor, gutter service, siding contractor, window installation service. I can show you if you click on Edit Profile, you're going to see that. It should be under Business category.
So again, I'm on your business on Google. I go down, I see your latest customers, I see get more reviews, I see next, create your six steps away, something, set up looking for or booking for customers, get noticed, create an offer. So where do I find Windows?
Yes. Now, if you're on the Google, it says your business on Google. Below that, one of the options would say edit profile. Right?
One of the options is edit profile. Under gallery, yes. Siding services, about us, contact, roofing contractors, gutter services. Then I see MapQuest, then I see Yelp, BBB.
Okay, well, can you tell me what page are you exactly at?
Well, like I said, I've got an icon, and it says your business on Google. And I hit that icon, and, okay, edit. I gotcha. Business name, White Hill Home Improvement. Roofing contractor, gutter service, siding contractor, window installation service. But I'm not seeing any advertisement for any windows anywhere. Let's see. Metal roofing, siding services, gutter installation. We've got you covered. Business over 40 years, like home improvement. I don't see windows in the write up there, but I wrote it up. So let's see. Are you searching for a reliable roofing contractor? Cares about your home? Blah, 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 blah. Locally owned over 40 years. Asphalt roofing, metal installation. We've got you covered. When you choose White, you can rest assured your house. We go the extra mile, opening day, January 84, contact. There's my tracking number, SMS, chat number, website. Maybe I should hit website and see what I got.
Mm-hmm.
I used to get calls from Google. I talked to people with Google that would
We could actually request our team to create Google post that's going to showcase that the about the location, or I mean about the windows, about windows.
Let's do that. I want to.
Okay. Okay. So we'll definitely do that. They'll create a unique post showcasing window services, and that should allow some real estate towards your, towards your Google Business Profile for Windows.
Sounds good.
All right, but anything else that needs our attention, Scott?
Just those. I think I saw the ads under my Facebook. Let me go to Facebook right quick.
Okay.
Because we've got a guy standing on a scaffold installing siding, and we're advertising. And that's fine. It's just it's the wrong picture for a roofing ad. That's all. You know what I mean? I mean, he's up there doing siding, and I'm saying we're saying call us for roofing. Which it's all good. It's just not the right picture for the advertisement. Does that make sense? Let's see here. Let me get to it. Here we go. Okay, here we go. And these are great write-ups. Get the best roof for your dream home. White Hill Home Improvement. I love it. That's the first ad I have on Facebook. You got a picture there with just the roof and the breezeway to a carport. Are you seeing any of that? Are you there? Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
Oh. Are you there? Okay. So do you see any of the, you see the first ad on my Facebook? Get
I'm
the
sorry,
best roof.
Do I see?
I'm on my Facebook page, White Hill Facebook.
Yeah.
So do you see the ad there, the first ad?
The one that says, are you considering a new roof installation for your home?
It's a picture there of a breezeway. It says, get the best roof for your dream home with White Hill Home Improvement as trusted roofing contractor. Do you see that?
Well, I don't see that, though, and that is understandable because for ads, sometimes it could show up, sometimes it's not. So
it could be I need to share it and haven't shared it. That might be. Okay, go to the next thing. Let me go to the next one. Are you considering a new roof? That's it. That's
that
the one you're
I,
on.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. White Hill Home Improvement, make decisions, roofing needs. That's good. That's good. All that's fine. No problem with that one. If you go on down, the next one's fine for roofing. The next one beat the winter blues with White Hill Home Improvement. Weather, and that's fine because it says whether a leaking roof or other services. That's not it. And go on down. There's a picture of a white sided, and we're advertising roofing on that one, and that one really should be siding. Well, it can be both. I did all of it. Did the siding, the windows, the roof, the gutter, the decks, all of it.
Oh, okay.
And that's
well,
not
that,
even the that's not
yeah.
a bad one. You can leave that alone. But
okay,
let me find the one
yeah,
right here. Okay. So you go on down, there's a guy standing on a scaffold, and we've got winter weather in sight. Fine. Make sure your roof is ready, but he's doing the siding on that home. And he's on a scaffold facing a white gable. And, I mean, you could leave the roofing, but we need to be advertising siding with that kind of picture, I think, instead of roofing. And you've got, and this is good, roofing expert, that's fine. Winter ready, that's fine. Home improvement, maybe they're thinking that would cover, but we probably should say vinyl siding on that picture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so regarding those, Scott, tendency that our team creates post to whatever photo or images that we do have for your business. Okay. Now, in cases where you want to be very specific towards the contents and the picture that we are using, I can let our team know to gain your approval first before pushing it live. How's that?
Yeah, that's great. Is there any chance that if you go on down and you get off of that guy on the scaffold doing the siding, his back's to us. You go to the little room addition down there. We did a little patio room. But you go on down, and there's another one, and it's the blue house again. And again, we have roofing, but no siding, no windows, no gutters, just roofing. And I did it all.
Mm-hmm.
We even built the back porch with some brick and stuff. I don't advertise that, though. So, but the quick nickel, the roofing, the siding, the windows, the gutters. The only thing that's advertised in that one is roofing. It's the blue house, the little blue house. And you'll see a back door with no steps to it yet.
Okay.
You see that?
Yep, I see the blue house.
Okay. That blue house, we need to advertise siding. Well, roofing's fine on it. We did the roof, but we need to advertise siding, windows, and gutters somehow. I need to have something said about that. The rest of them are fine. Yeah.
Yeah. But from here, that is what I would recommend, though, that if ever we are to create a post towards your Facebook app, Facebook, then we will just ask for your approval before pushing it live.
And then the last picture, the very last one you come to, it's 1, 2, 3, 4. Actually, it's almost 7 pictures there of that little blue house, 8 mm-hmm. pictures of that little blue house. Again, those are prime pictures for siding and windows and gutters, along with the roofing.
All right. Well, regarding that again, Scott, if we're not, do you want us to delete it now, or do you just want us to make necessary adjustments moving forward?
Let's make some adjustments on it, because he's standing, the one where he's standing there doing the siding, I don't want to do roofing advertisement. It don't make sense to me.
Okay.
You've got one that really looks good. I mean, they look, all of them look good. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to criticize and cut
okay.
anything. But this white vinyl on ceiling reflects light. Perfect. And it's got a picture of the ceiling down there. That's perfect.
Okay.
Black gutter.
Do Scott, since we will be changing or editing the postings. So we're going to be editing those from the 13th. Of January up until where?
Okay, let me go back. Up until November
26th. Mhm. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and make changes from the one, from those postings that we have from you from the 3rd of March up until 26th of November, correct?
But then you've got one under there that's roofing, and that's really right. I mean, that's what it is. Fall is here. Is your home roof ready? And that's the 26th. So from that point on, I think we're good. All those...
Okay.
Well, I found
yep.
another one.
I'll send
I found
it over
one more.
To our team. Yeah.
Yeah. I did find one more, and it's the one that says, what does it say? Let's see. Fall is perfect time to get your roof ready.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. Don't wait for winter. That's true. Upgrade. It's got roofing, but we did the siding, windows, the gutters. We even did vinyl handrails on that little. It's a gray looking house. It's November 19th, 25. That's kind of going back far.
Mm-hmm.
But, that's probably one of the only ones and that I've got that really shows vinyl handrails. And I think that should be, added to that ad or worded to however it needs to be. But I don't think the Facebook is really getting that much attention anyway, other than friends.
Yeah.
That's it. I think deal is Google.
Yeah, I would say that is correct. But it's still very good to keep Facebook, because we shouldn't be just looking into friends. There's a wide variety of potential customers through Facebook. So at least we can showcase, we can definitely show them your business. What I
now
would recommend...
Little,
yeah.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Sorry, yes.
I do...
It's okay, go ahead, Scott.
My phone delays sometimes. I do see the picture of the blue house. It's got indigo blue, white trim, black gutters, nice contrast of colors. That's perfect. I didn't go far enough.
Okay.
But it is, there are some advertisements here I see. And then even a video of me and Arturo doing some rubber roofing. And so, yeah, it's good. From that point on, I think we're good. It's just, some of those didn't seem like the right advertisement for the right picture. But, again, Facebook, I'm not that concerned. I mean, it's just Facebook. But Google, I'd like to know, am I doing anything to move up on the line there with Google? And are you keeping up with my Google, or who does that?
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, no worries. And one thing to note as well is that what I would highly recommend, if you're really looking towards more visibility and towards a better, I would say, better result, then you may want to go ahead and try the Google Ads then.
I'm not ready
Google
yet.
Advertising. Okay. No worries. It's okay. It's something you can opt into at any point, though. So that's still totally okay.
I'm just not ready yet. My son's not ready yet. He's trying to buy a house, and he's not ready. So I will do that at some point, but... In the meantime, I remember when, I think her name was Lori, was doing this. She used to have Google do stuff, and it would move me up a tad. So I don't know what's going on with that, but I'm more interested in that than any of it, than the Facebook.
Yeah. But as far as what I do see here, Scott, it was actually when you were running Google Ads, too. So I would really recommend you do run it whenever you can.
So how am I able to do that without any extra charge?
Unfortunately, no. Google Ads are pay-per-click, so you pay Google per click. And here at Local Splash, we run it at a minimum of $300.
Well, now wait a minute. The $249 doesn't include the pack, and that's not in the deal I was set up
yes.
to do?
The Google advertising, yes. But what is included is the management of your Google business profile.
When did that change?
Well, that has always been what Google business profile and Google Ads is. It's always been like that.
I know there's the Google Ads. I'm familiar with it. I know there's a separate charge for it. But I'm telling you, when I first started this thing, Google would call me, and they would do some things, and it kept me before the people's eyes a lot more than it is now. And I don't know when that changed, but I do know the Laura girl that set it up, that's what I was interested in, was Google, my listing. And I understand I have a Google listing, but I was under the impression, and I'm not really looking for ads, but I guess with the reviews, I did have some customers send some pictures and upgrade and do some reviews. Does that help it to move up? I mean, does that keep your exposure on Google?
Yes, definitely. Reviews are going to help your business a lot. Just ask your customers to leave a review via Google.
Are you a Google specialist, or is that another department, or are you supposed to be handling all this?
Yes, we are taking care of it. I'm your account manager, so I'm the one who's reviewing the account with you and doing, you know, possibly talking about strategies that we can put into your business.
Well, I'm open to get it moving on Google. I'm not that crazy about Facebook, but I mean, I can do it. It's fine to have it, you know, but it's not the reason I signed up with you guys was Google. In the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Now, when it comes to that, we're not specifically Google. We do partner with Google, though. So we are a Google partner, and that we promote businesses from there. We get you some visibility on the map section and the Google search results. And then also at the same time, we build you a strong online presence. Okay? We build you a strong online presence. So whenever potential customer searches for your services or for the services that you're offering, they are able to pull up your business.
Okay.
Okay? And also at the same time, just to go over what was discussed, Scott, is that we will be editing the post from the 3rd of March up until November 26th. Okay, that will be taken care of. And then also at the same time, again, just wanted to emphasize Google advertising. When you're ready to move forward to some Google advertising, just let us know.
If I want to do an ad, does that appear on Google?
If you want to do an ad, does it appear on Google? Is that your question?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, it depends on the ad, though. What ad are you referring to?
Under Windows.
Mm-hmm.
If I want to run a special. If I want to run two windows, get two free. If I want to do buy a whole house of windows, half off. I used to do that with you guys. Mm-hmm. Is that still available?
Yes. Well, when it comes to what we're actually mainly doing for Google is creating postings still. If you see on your Facebook there are different posts, we do that on Google too.
Are you doing that?
Yes, we're doing that on Google too. You're going to see the postings as well on directly through Google. Or if you wanted to look into it, then you can do it on the business info tab of your dashboard. It's going to pull up. I'm not really, sorry. It's not the business info, but it's the post tab of your Google, you know, of your local slash dashboard. You're going to see there that we're creating post. And currently, it's at 3 times per week. So we're creating posts for you Mondays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays.
Okay. So I can access that through my dashboard, and I can come up with an ad of my own and put it on there.
Yes, there's an option for you. It says create a new post.
Okay. Okay, and that's done through dashboard.
Yes, that's correct.
Got it. Okay. Well, Catherine, thank you. I think you answered all my questions, and I'll keep working on my end a little bit better. I like I told you before, I got overwhelmed there for a little while, but I'm trying to get a grip on things. So we'll see what happens, okay?
All right, no worries. Well, I'm just really glad that I get to speak with you today.
So I'm so sorry I was so long getting back with
that's
you.
That's okay. I was busy.
I was not well. Listen to this. On top of that, I'm selling a house and I've got two for rent. So, you know, there's a lot going on. So,
okay.
And I'm starting Medicare in a month. So, we go figure, right? Everything happens at once. So, I'm not avoiding you. I appreciate you, and I appreciate your help and your time and all your, you know, everything you're doing for us. We appreciate it. And I apologize again for not having a minute, but I knew if I called you, it'd be in a rush any sooner would have been, you know, incomplete. So there you go.
All right. But no worries. Again, if you ever happen to have any other concerns or questions towards your account, Scott, feel free to let us know.
Sounds like I can about do anything I want on this dashboard. So I think
pretty much a lot of things, I would say. Right. You can do a lot of things in there. If there are areas you're not able to do so, they're grayed out, then that is when you reach out to us.
Okay. Well, Catherine, thank you for your help.
All right. Well, thank
and
you so much.
I hope you have a great weekend.
Time.
Yeah.
Scott. Have a wonderful
All right.
rest of the day.
Yes, ma'am. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.